ITV News briefly for Saturday, 4th of March. I'll be back as usual at 5 p.m. UK time, that's midday Eastern, for the full podcast. But Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on the link in the show notes. Tesla has started deploying their V4 superchargers. I put a call out on yesterday's podcast to anyone that could help me. It was on the Tesla Investor Day. The head of infrastructure, she said, we're putting them in the ground now in Europe. But surely that would have been all over the internet, and it wasn't. But Electric Felix, who is a YouTuber and someone who posts social media posts in the Netherlands, found V4s going in, not commissioned, under wraps, sent me the link to the video, which is brilliant. So they look pretty tall. I mean, there were the guys standing around them were installing them. They look maybe, well, more than 2 meters, more than 6 feet tall. These are quite large units with longer cables. That would be great news for non-Teslas charging on those stations if they are open. 1,000 volts, we think, as well, which will, again, work natively with those 800, 900 volt cars like Lucids and Taycans and Audi e-tron GTs and the EGMP platform cars. Moving on. Germany's EV market has risen to 15.7%. Today, there are over 1 million electric cars now registered. Despite the decline in plug-in hybrids, the number of EVs on the roads increased last year by 63%, and we've hit that 1 million mark in Germany. Norway's plug-in EV market continues to expand, with a 90.1% share of all new car sales in February, with a plug socket on the side, again driven by full electrics. And EV sales reached a record high in Australia in February, a 6.8% share. Now, it's no Norway, but that's big for down under. In China, Tesla sold 74,500 EVs last month in February. BYD reported a 120% increase on their last year's sales. The big battle between Tesla and BYD in China, of course, different markets. BYD selling a lot of more cheaper cars, new energy vehicles, as the Chinese call them. Volkswagen announced plans to build a $2 billion assembly plant in South Carolina to build EV pickups and SUVs for the Scout brand. That's going to be coming back. It'll bring 4,000 jobs to the area. Rivian will release a new variant of the R1S, the SUV, with the MaxPack battery dual-motor powertrain, not quad-motor, 390 miles of range, 3.5 seconds, 0-60. Ford is set to triple production of the electric F-150 Lightning this year after fixing that battery issue that caused production to pause briefly. The Mach-E, e-Transit also getting increased production. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited the Blue Oval SK battery pack in Glendale, Kentucky, to highlight the importance of EVs and EV manufacturing and how it creates good, well-paying jobs. Audi demonstrated the extent to which their components from old cars can be recycled and how no EV parts go to waste. Mercedes-Benz launched a battery recycling program with two Chinese companies, CATL and GEM, or GEM, to recycle EV batteries. According to a report by the International Council on Clean Transportation, the ICCT, electric vehicles in the United States are now being driven farther per trip than ever before, nearly equaling the distance traveled by gasoline-powered vehicles. As infrastructure improves, now the Tesla network, the supercharger network, is starting to be opened up in the US. Battery sizes are getting bigger and vehicles more efficient. There's no difference between EV and combustion. And finally, range anxiety should be a relic of the past and no longer relevant to discussing EVs today. I've been saying this for years. I hate that phrase. But a new report says that modern EVs offer so much range and fast charging, more than enough for everybody's daily driving needs, that phrase should be destined for the dustbin. I agree. And that's briefly.